Welcome to episode three, and I'm very pleased to also welcome my sidekick, what Goose is to Maverick, what Laurel is to Hardy. It's Mr. Ben Hedgeroka. How are you?
Good evening. How's it going?
Very well, very well. It's been a couple of weeks, so it's nice to sort of be able to get back and have a little bit of golf chat. Awesome. Soroka, did you want to we do have a little special guest this week, don't we?
We do. This is a privilege. This is something we've been looking forward to for a while. And this is, and you said special guest, and it is a very special guest.
Absolutely.
Because if I just we say a little bit about this person coming on tonight is the reigning AD Cup champion.
What,
The reigning,
the current one?
the current
No,
AD Cup.
how did we get him?
Don't know, he's a busy man, that's what we do know.
Okay.
Okay, but listen, rather than just say who it is, what we thought we'd do
Yeah.
is what was famous on Sunday morning, apparently, in the Fury Wilder show was like some walk-on music.
Oh, yeah, I heard about
So,
this.
yeah. So apparently their walk-ons were brilliant. So we thought about this person and we thought about what walk-on music would he have.
Yeah.
So let's introduce him with some walk-on music. Ross, go.
Absolutely. There we go.
Oh, what a track. Oh,
Nice.
yes, we welcome Matthew Pitt. How are you, sir?
Oh, do you know what? I'm great. I've just got out of the bath. I had some Himalayan mineral salts with a bit of frankincense and bergamot and CBD. And I'm feeling very chilled right now. I've literally just.
Wasn't someone jailed in Dubai today for like 30 years for CBD?
They were. It wasn't even his. It's an absolute tragedy. But anyway, I'm sat here now with a nice pint of Sea Fury,
Oh,
and
nice.
I'm excited
Good.
to maybe to right some wrongs of the previous
Well,
podcast.
before
Oh,
we
yeah,
get,
well, they.
I think it's important to say that that dealer, that person who got arrested was actually Matt's dealer. So,
Yeah, he's trying to protect him.
yeah.
Yeah, so as you just said, yeah, you wanted to right some wrongs, which is, but we wanted to obviously invite you on, not just to
Yeah.
right some wrongs, but also to talk about your last year being champion
Yep.
and to talk about who you think will be the next AD champion. So yeah,
Interesting.
so I think to start with, to address some of the wrongs, as you would call it, because we felt, me and Ross felt like we were fair on you. All the other 80 guys thought we were quite fair on you as well.
Yeah, I got some
So,
private messages actually saying, "Man, you've got Matt down to a T." That was bang on, Rob. I was
yeah. So, I think, so Matt, firstly, are you looking forward to the AD Cup this year?
I am so excited about the AD Cup. I'm super excited that it's at St Andrews. I've got some very fond memories of being at St Andrews last time, and I had the absolute privilege of witnessing probably the best golf I've ever seen Ross produce.
Oh, I agree. I totally
Yeah,
agree.
so I'm not expecting that to be even close to being
Oh,
replicated this time because I've never seen such a demise. But I've got fond memories, let's put it that way.
Oh,
So,
straight in there.
nine people this year to the biggest ever AD Cup. So when we go up there, we're staying in Premier Inn, aren't we? So I know. So where are you staying?
I will be staying at the Old Course Hotel.
Okay, Old Course
Wow.
Hotel. Right.
Wow.
So
It's
yeah,
news to me.
that's so yes, that's good, isn't it? So you've chosen
Oh.
not to stay with us, obviously, and chosen the Old Course Hotel.
Oh.
So we've just got this up on the screen now.
That's a bit of a
So
bombshell.
yeah.
Oh.
So for 3 nights, nearly 900 quid.
What?
Wow. 900 quid for 3 nights rather than 120 quid for 3 nights
Well,
Premier Inn.
This is what I think. But two things there. Number one, if you're going to do St Andrews, the home of golf, you know, this is where it's at. You need to do it properly. And the reality is, by the time the organizer of the AD Cup has messed up his booking three or four times. All of the other people are going to pay the same money for their premier in anyway.
That could be true.
So that's the fact. I feel that I've got an absolute bargain.
Yeah, yes, could be true. Yeah.
Is that the hedger?
So how are you? So I know you're. We talked about a helicopter you've got, didn't we? And private jet. And well, that's not true. But how, you know, we're doing
thanks for confirming that.
That's okay. Yeah, that's all right. That's all right. But we wanted to try and adjust these things. So you've got the Old Course Hotel. You're flying up there and we're doing an 18-hour round trip.
Yep.
Yeah. And then, then also, like, how are you getting from Edinburgh Airport to St Andrews?
Nothing's actually been confirmed yet, so we're looking at a bus.
It's funny because some of
the people that are going with you have said you're going to get a taxi from the actual footsteps of the plane to St Andrews. They take you and take your luggage for you.
I think it's like a limo, isn't it? Some sort of limo.
Yeah. Well, anyway,
there are many options to get from Edinburgh to St Andrews, and I can.
Let's not go on about this anymore because we're not going to right the wrongs. You wanted to make.
Can I just say something really quick? What made me laugh was the fact that Matt even hinted that he would get a bus.
A bus. What with all the do you like to do? So anyway, we talked about your private jet and your helicopter. But actually I think we're fully justified because you're staying in the Old Course Hotel, chauffeur to St Andrews. So, you know, you sort of, what can we say?
I don't know. Like I said, I'm pretty certain that my trip will come out cheaper than Rope Couture's. So therefore, I would suggest I'm the more frugal of the group.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
It's a nice deflection, but it's not going to work.
And at the end of the day, guys, one thing we do have to remember here, as the reigning AD champion, if you want to feel like a champion, you have to live like a champion.
Right. Okay? Yeah, that's a very good point.
This is where I'm at.
Is that why?
Where would a champion stay when they're about to tee off?
So I presume by going by that sort of analogy, that means James will be staying in a bunkhouse. Is that right? Or a tent?
James will be slopping out the chickens.
He'll be on the park bench next to the course with some newspaper over him.
He'll be like the little troll under St. Swithin's Bridge.
Poor James.
Matt, how's your year as AD champion? People say it's changed you. What do you say?
It has changed me. It's been a real eye opener, I'm not going to lie. I've definitely experienced the way it's brought out the worst in some of my closest friends. I've been amazed at the bitterness of the victory. You know, there was almost tears when that trophy was handed to me from yourself, Roker. But you know, I can take it. I'm thick-skinned. I can take it in my stride, and I think that it was justified and deserved. I completely want to push on to be the first back-to-back winner, which obviously from the previous podcast, I was quite surprised to hear my odds were very low. So disappointed.
What would you rate your own odds? Nine people.
I would suggest that I will be in the top three contention. You know, the reason I say that is, obviously, I started my first AD off a 28 handicap only 3 years ago. Now, I then become victorious after an 8-shot cut to 20. I've since improved that to my lowest ever handicap of 17. So the progress is there for all to see, even though the suggestion on podcast 2 was that I seem to be playing a lot but not improving. But from 28 to 17, I think is a fair improvement.
What I'll say to that, Matt, is completely ignore those odds Roka gave, because that was the biggest bunch of garbage I've ever heard. I mean, he had a cripple fate more like higher up than me. That was an absolute disgrace. I still haven't forgiven him for that.
What do you mean to the cripple?
But it's Richard. He's got like a titanium spinal cord.
Robocop.
What I will say, and I just want to go back to your victory, Matt, in the last AD Cup. What for me, what sort of summarised the whole event for you was that last approach to the green on the 18th. The pressure was on, and that chip you did on the 18th at Nebworth was an absolute extraordinary shot. And I think that from that shot alone, that summed up your whole sort of few days on the AD Cup. It was a stunner. Would you say, though, your form at the moment is in keeping with how you played on? Because remember, this year is going to be harder, better players, more players, and what I'll say is much harder courses with probably worse weather.
Do you know what? I have definitely got some work to do. I managed to get out this afternoon just for a little hit around.
Yeah, you did nine holes, did you? Was it?
I got nine holes in, yeah.
Yeah.
And I definitely struggle in the more wintry conditions when the ground is a bit softer. I think we all do, actually. It's tough, you know.
There's a lot of fat shots, isn't there?
There's a lot of fat shots. But do you know what? It was nice to go out. It's nice to play on my own, actually. I enjoyed a bit of solitude and
therapeutic
and quiet.
Without Ross mocking you.
Well, it's funny, actually, because Ross... do you know what? I've actually got Ross in my phone as Nelson Muntz. Now, for those of you who don't know who that is, that's the little fat kid in The Simpsons that just points and laughs at everything and everyone. Genuinely, that is the case. I mean, genuinely, Ross will be. You could be. There's a golf course in Ireland. It's on the southwest coast of Ireland. It's very remote. I think it's called Old Head Golf Course. You'd have to Google it.
Yeah, seen it.
On the bucket list. Roka tours.
That should be a Roka tour. Anyway, getting back to the point, you could literally be there on your own in the middle of that island, and if you shanked a shot into the rough, you will hear in the distance Ross laughing at you. Because he's always so true. He's always there to point him up. And that's Ross. That's Nelson Muntz. And I do believe you can see that, can't you?
Like, you can imagine at home, like when Henny's cooking and she burns herself on the oven or something, Ross is just there pointing and laughing at her.
This is it. And, you know, what he doesn't realise is, you know, and this is what I'm all about, and the encouragement. If Ross actually cut that out and actually focused all the good, I think he would be a force, and the positivity would lift his game beyond all belief. And I think he should give it a try.
I think
that's all I'm saying.
So, just going on that point, I can see I would like me and Roka played yesterday, and it wasn't that kind of round where I was laughing, and it was just one of those ones where we were chatting and playing, and I think I played better for it. But on the flip side, I think sometimes if I'm not jokey, sometimes I start taking the game a bit too serious and get wound up at how bad I can be sometimes. So, yeah, but I do take your point. Absolutely. Now, just quickly, Matt, you said you see yourself as favourites with two others. Who are the two others?
Are we talking about I think will win, or who I would love to win?
No, who do you think would win?
Actually, right, both. I want to hear both.
Let's do that. Okay, so there
Ross,
are two
by the way,
people.
Sorry, Ross, you're very quiet again on our podcast.
Oh, okay, I'll turn it back up. There we are.
That's okay. It's quite a refreshing
change. Yeah,
that is
true.
Okay.
I would say, okay, two people. One, I would love to win. One, I think will win. The one I would love to win is, of course, and I'm sure everyone would love this
Don't
person to
it.
Win, is...
Don't say it.
Is James. I think if James won the AD Cup, there would literally be a victory parade through Welwyn Garden City. We'd get him on top of a bus, waving at everyone past Woodall shops.
All the disabled people come out in their wheelchairs, waving at him as he goes past.
All these old birds like Brooke and Maddie.
But he... oh, dear. Where do we go with that, Ross? Do we just move on?
Yeah, what a joke. So that's who you would like to win.
So that's who you'd like to win, yeah.
I'd love him to win. He deserves it. He's absolutely got the shots. There's no doubt about that. When he's on form, he is a brilliant golfer. He's got this insane mental block off the first tee, which is just absolute comedy for everybody. We love it. But he needs to just sort that tee shot out, because once he's got that right... I think he's one of the best golfers in the group.
Wow,
wow.
That's a big statement. Okay, so let's forget all that nonsense. Who do you think's going to win?
Okay, as much as it pains me to say this, my money is
Don't
on
you dare.
The odds on favourite.
Don't you
of
dare.
Roker.
You mocked my podcast last time. I put myself as a 2-1 favourite and someone comes on and backs it up.
Don't believe it.
The guy is on form. He is hitting irons as about as sweet as you can hit.
However,
found his drive.
Yeah, however, though, I am now bored just short of being 14. So that could kill me.
I think it's right, and I think at that handicap, you're still odds on favourite, and you can actually hold your head up, because if you won it off 17, we'd probably just be abusing you so bad.
Yeah, you'd abuse me off 14. But the thing is, what about Andy Gordon today though? 79.
It's ridiculous.
He got 79, so that must be like nearly 50 points.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. I mean, I'm not being funny. I played with Andy last week, and he might as well have been playing golf with a hockey stick. It was horrendous. Every shot was so bad. I mean, he'll be the first to tell you, so I'm sure he doesn't mind me saying it.
I think, yeah, he did have a good day.
But then that's what we've said. Maybe is Andy's problem is consistency, because I think he's one of the best drivers going.
Yep.
I think Andy's golf fluctuates. There's something going on there. I don't know what it is, but maybe, I don't know, maybe he'd had a row with the missus on his way to Nebworth that morning and nothing worked. So if that's the case, he's got to find out what that is and address it and just get his positive place and stay there. But no, I think, he will have a good round at St Andrews, I'm sure. But he won't have consistent good rounds, so he's out of the equation. I mean, I think one thing I would say for the listeners, because some of them I don't know, and, we kind of have to work together on this. One tip for everybody that's there, if Roker looks like he's going to be running away with this, the way to throw him off his game, all you've got to do is just make a suggestion that slightly alters his schedule for the week. Anything. Just suggest a different restaurant for dinner. Anything that might change. Because this guy literally schedules his toilet breaks. He's so organised. It's unbelievable. So
I can actually feel my blood starting to boil.
Yeah, that's it. You know, or maybe what... Even if you tee off in the wrong order, Roker will get a nosebleed over that.
Yeah.
So that's my tip for the group.
That's
just
a great
mess with the schedule, or ask a question about the schedule and the itinerary.
I'm actually dreading that
question. Where are we going? what time's the flight?
Yeah, just keep asking it, Matt. This might sound a little bit Crawl, but I do want your input on this. Who do you think will get the AD Cup wooden spoon?
Oh, wow. Oh dear. Oh, I don't like to speak negatively.
Okay.
You don't like to, but you've got to say.
Because this will be asked.
I mean, Ross has been saying to me privately that Richard's got a terrible swing.
Okay. No, Richard's an absolute gentleman. I love him.
He gives me loads of free stuff.
Yeah, he gives you free stuff. I actually played with him at the last one, and he was super encouraging and gave me some good tips. I'm hoping that his operation, like, he could come out like Tiger Woods and just play brilliantly. That'd be so exciting.
He'll be dangerous off 11.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. So the wooden spoon. You have to hear me out on this because I know this is going to be quite controversial. But I am actually going to say the wooden spoon will go to Ross this year.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh, I don't believe it. I knew this was coming. You absolutely.
It's hard. Dick. I mean, I'm trying to explain my thought process there. So let's go with this then. So 2 years ago, I bought myself an electric toothbrush. Okay. Now, when I first had it, it was brilliant. It was powerful. It did a good job. And the battery lasted for weeks. But as the months went on, the more and more I used it, the power went down. Then it just stopped halfway through the charge. And now it's rubbish. And that's kind of like my experience of my golfing journey with Ross. Like when he was at the AD in St. Andrews, it was like I was playing with a pro. And just over the last couple of years, his power's gone. He walks off halfway through rounds.
Yeah, that's true.
He loses his interest and energy by about 16th hole, and there's just nothing left of him. He's a bit like the electric toothbrush of golf.
Yeah.
Can I reply to that?
He's rubbish.
I reply.
No, actually, that's one of the saddest things I've ever seen, actually, in the AD, because the spirit of Alec Dawn is about, like, the competition, and Ross did actually walk off in the final round last year.
That's inexcusable.
That's inexcusable.
Right. Do I have my right now to reply to that? First of all, that toothbrush thing explains a lot, Matt, especially about your breath. So thank you for that. I would actually say myself, as you know, in the last few years, I've put quite a lot of pounds on, which has affected my golf, no doubt. And that is why what I'm doing leading up to the AD Cup, which I have never done, is making sure I'm out each week. So I've played twice this week. I'm going to be playing probably once or twice next week. I am stepping it up. And all I'm going to say is be afraid. The sleeping giant has awakened.
Giant? I agree. Yes, you sleep a lot. other than that, you know, I suppose you play golf a lot, obviously being sort of retired / semi-retired. So all right, let's see what happens. I'm looking forward to it.
So you've come on here and you've said one of the people is going to be champion and one of them is going to be the wooden spoon. It's outrageous.
Do you know that's how I see it.
Wow.
I'll tell you what, I think, Matt, I actually disagree, because I think we've got a tank engine here, because he is actually on the same handicap as you.
Wow.
So there you go.
Yeah, that's quite shocking. It shows how he's fallen from grace
when he's the same as you, who play... What do you play, 3 or 4 times a week with 4,000-pound golf clubs and lessons from an ex-PGA pro?
Yeah.
You
know?
It's hard to know why you're still on 17, but, you know.
£4,000. First of all, I didn't pay anywhere near that.
Well, thanks for coming on the podcast tonight, Matt. So, unfortunately, we've got to go now.
And I don't
so, listen, who would you like to hear of? Who would you like to hear next on the podcast?
I'd like to hear Dan Naylor and James Hedger.
James is the elusive one.
We tried to get him on tonight. He won't. He just doesn't do this kind of thing. It's a little bit too much pressure on the wheel.
Do you want me to send a helicopter around for him and pick him up?
Might
be a bit scared getting into the helicopter.
Well, it's been an absolute privilege to have you.
It has.
Thanks, Jeff.
We thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yep.
And we look forward to your speech. Have you prepared that yet?
No, that's next on my list. I need to start getting my head around that.
Can't wait. We said this in the podcast last time that you out of the group, you are the one everyone wants to play with. You are the positive golfer.
I thought it was me.
Yes.
No. Again, we've got two opposites. We've got a winner and a loser on this forum, and we've got a positive and negative on this forum.
I just love when people do well, you know, in anything. And if I see a mate have the best day of their life on the golf course, I genuinely get excited. And that is what I'm hoping happens in St. Andrews.
Well, someone
totally
is brilliant.
I can chuck in it.
Well, thanks very much, guys.
Right, guys.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thanks for that. See you soon.
Love
you.
See you soon.
Bye.